John, there are all kinds of views of how to discipline a child, and in modern America, spanking is certainly on the way out with the vast majority of people. What is your view on spanking? When should it be done? When should it not be done? What age can it start?
I think it would be hard to own up to certain passages of the Bible in the Proverbs if you said spanking was unbiblical, because it talks about the use of the rod. I would base my endorsement of spanking, which I used with all five of my children, not, however, merely on explicit statements about if you spare the rod, you hate your son, but rather bring your children up in the nurture and discipline of the Lord. And the Lord's discipline to us is regularly painful and physical. I would base that on Hebrews 12, where if you are not under the Lord's discipline, you're not even a legitimate child, and the context is suffering. And so God gets physical with us when he wants to discipline us. So a huge question is raised: if you bring up a child only having him stand in the corner and face the wall when he has been insolent with his mother, what are you communicating to that child about the nature of God and the nature of his discipline and the nature of his wrath? And I think you're communicating error. God does not stick us in the corner facing the wall. He spanks us, and he does it often with great pain. Another way to say it is, I doubt that it's easy for a child to come to terms with the biblical God of wrath if he's never tasted severe wrath from his father or mother in growing up. A wrath that is controlled. You don't smack a kid across the face when you're angry. You say, go to your room, I'll be there in a moment. And you send him off trembling, and you walk in and you sit down beside him and you say, the way you just spoke to your mother, you know, is totally unacceptable, right? Yes. And we've talked about this many times, right? Yes. And you've done this before, and you know what happened? Yes. And you just made a choice to speak in a way that is not going to be tolerated in this family, right? Yes. Well, what should Daddy do? Spank me? Yes. Well, lean over. And you whop that kid on the behind until he cries, once or three times, and when he's done, you look him in the eye. Now, this varies from offense to offense and age of child and so on, but I've done this good night so how many times, and you look at him and he's broken and he's crying, and you take him up in your arms and you say, okay, now that's over, right? You can stay here until you're done, and you come downstairs and we'll be happy together, and Daddy's not mad at you anymore. And to have a child collapse into your arms and to hug you after those kinds of events, you know something theologically right has happened there. That child has tasted mercy in you. He has tasted severity in you. He's tasted the seriousness of moral life. He's tasted something of the nature of God. And this is one of the most healthy things. He has, in a sense, dealt with it. He can come bouncing down the stairs with no conscience. Whereas if you tell that kid, after he has done something ugly to his mom, you go sit in your room and you deal with this, and when you're done, in a half an hour, you can come out. And that's all that happens? There's no sense of, I've dealt with it. He just sits in there stewing, either mad or guilty, and there's no resolution of it. So I think spanking is hugely important. I'll go to jail for this one. You know, if they say you can't spank your child, I'd say, well, I hope you don't show up when I do it, because I'll go to jail if you do. I don't think there's any way we can turn away from being biblically faithful and not deal with our children.
Now, does what you're saying apply to every age, or is there a certain age of beginning?
Yeah, there's a certain age of beginning, and there's a certain age of ending, and I don't know what that age is, but I'll just give
it's
you a little
individual
hint.
As a child, perhaps.
Yes, although he would be an example that doesn't base it on the child's personality because it's too early. My wife used, when a baby was old enough to bite her nipple. So we're talking under 1 year. She would flick his foot with her finger. And so he correlated in his head, don't bite mommy, this hurts. And so he stopped doing it. So there's that little kind of discipline. There's not a lot of morality going on there. There's just control. And but as a child grows, you can begin to do that kind of physical correlation for him. He reaches out to put his finger in the electric socket. And you say, no. Now, he doesn't know what that means yet, right? And no, so he gets it, and you grab his hand, pull it away. No, grab it, pull it away. And then at a certain age, you're going to flick his hand with your finger. Snap. And it might scare him, it might hurt him, and he cries. And he's learning no means there are consequences for this behavior. So I would say, 6 months with the little flicks, and then as you go along, you discern. You try to discern what can your child understand and what can he grasp. And here again, I just want to stress, spanking is not abuse. And the difference is control and intentionality and thought through balance and the way you begin it, the way you close it, and how it's folded into a total moral dimension of the family.
It's not the parent saying, you made me mad, I'm going to make you hurt. It's, I want to show you God and justice and love
exactly.
In this.
Yeah, your hurt doesn't correlate merely with my mad, because my mad is imperfect and it's not a good judge. But we have some rules. We believe they correspond to God's ideas. And those rules are the... You've got to learn to obey rules in this world. If you don't learn to obey rules, you're going to get yourself killed crossing that street out there. Or you're going to get yourself killed some other way. And so learning to know that there are consequences to behavior that are not just stand in the corner, but rather serious, will be a very good gift to you.